This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Chromoblastomycosis, a neglected tropical infection resurfacing in clinical practice, editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Chromoblastomycosis, a chronic subcutaneous fungal infection caused by demaciaceous fungi, is gaining renewed attention in clinical medicine as increasing case reports highlight diagnostic and therapeutic challenges that have historically delayed treatment. According to a clinical case presentation published in the New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 394, Issue 23, June 2026, the disease remains underdiagnosed in non-endemic regions, despite its potential for significant morbidity if left untreated. Key takeaways: Chromoblastomycosis is a chronic fungal skin infection endemic to tropical and subtropical regions, with cases now appearing in temperate climates. Delayed diagnosis is common due to misclassification as other skin conditions, prolonging disease progression and disability. Clinical recognition and early biopsy with histopathological examination are essential for timely diagnosis and treatment initiation. Antifungal therapy combined with surgical intervention offers the best chance for disease control and cure. Case at a glance. Chronic progression. Chromoblastomycosis typically develops over years to decades, with lesions that become progressively fibrotic and resistant to treatment if diagnosis is delayed. Geographic distribution and risk factors in chromoblastomycosis. Endemic regions and populations most affected by demaciaceous fungal infections. Tropical Americas, Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela, highest endemic burden. Africa, Madagascar, South Africa, significant prevalence. Asia Pacific, Australia, Southeast Asia, emerging cases. Temperate regions, Europe, North America, rare imported cases. Source: NEJM Clinical Case Presentation, June 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. A fungal infection at the nexus of travel, climate, and delayed recognition. Chromoblastomycosis is caused by a group of demaciaceous melanin-containing fungi, most commonly Fonsecchia pedrosoi, Phyllophora varicosa, and Cladophyllophora carionii, according to the clinical review in the New England Journal of Medicine. The infection typically enters the body through minor traumatic inoculation, commonly via thorn pricks, soil exposure, or cuts, making it an occupational hazard for agricultural workers, gardeners, and construction workers in endemic tropical regions. The disease establishes itself as a chronic localized skin infection, most often affecting the lower extremities. What distinguishes chromoblastomycosis from common dermatological conditions is its progressive nature. Without treatment, lesions gradually spread, become scarred and fibrotic, and can lead to severe functional impairment and increased infection risk. The insidious progression often means patients do not seek care until significant tissue damage has occurred. Diagnostic delays and misclassification remain central challenges. The NEJM case presentation highlights a critical clinical gap. Chromoblastomycosis is frequently misdiagnosed as psoriasis, eczema, warts, or other more common skin conditions, particularly in clinicians outside endemic zones. Early lesions may present as small, asymptomatic papules or plaques, creating diagnostic confusion. This delay in recognition can extend for years before definitive diagnosis is established. The diagnostic gold standard is histopathological examination of a skin biopsy, which reveals the characteristic sclerotic bodies, also called muriform cells. Dark, thick-walled fungal spores with distinctive internal septation visible under light microscopy. Without a high index of clinical suspicion, this diagnostic step may never be pursued. Culture confirmation, though definitive, is slow and often requires specialized mycology expertise not uniformly available in all healthcare settings. See related coverage on quality and diagnostic standards in clinical microbiology. Treatment requires integration of medical and surgical approaches. According to the NEJM Clinical Review, chromoblastomycosis is notoriously difficult to cure with antifungal monotherapy alone. First-line antifungal agents include itraconazole, terbinafine, and voriconazole, with lengthy treatment courses, often 6 to 12 months or longer, required to achieve clinical cure. Itraconazole remains the most extensively studied agent, though response rates vary significantly depending on disease duration, lesion size, and fungal species involved. The most effective approach combines antifungal therapy with surgical excision or thermotherapy of lesions. Cryotherapy, laser ablation, and surgical removal all play important roles, particularly for localized disease. In extensive or refractory cases, combination antifungal therapy may be considered, though evidence remains limited. For patients with chronic infections affecting daily function, early aggressive treatment offers the best outcome. Global burden, travel medicine implications, and the case for heightened awareness. The publication of this clinical case in the New England Journal of Medicine underscores a growing reality. As international travel and labor migration increase, clinicians in non-endemic regions are encountering chromoblastomycosis with greater frequency. A traveler returning from Brazil, a worker who spent years in agricultural work in Mexico, or an immigrant from Madagascar may present to a dermatologist or primary care physician in Europe or North America with an unrecognized fungal infection. This calls for a two-pronged public health response: education of healthcare providers in travel medicine and dermatology about the clinical presentation of chromoblastomycosis, and strengthened access to diagnostic mycology services in resource-limited endemic regions where disease burden is highest. The World Health Organization's focus on neglected tropical diseases includes recognition that fungal infections, though historically underemphasized, pose significant disability and mortality in affected populations. Chromoblastomycosis, a chronic demaciaceous fungal infection most commonly caused by Fonsecaea pedrosoi, requires high clinical suspicion, histopathological confirmation via skin biopsy, and combined antifungal and surgical treatment for optimal outcomes. Clinical Review, The New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 394, Issue 23, June 2026. For patients, if you have a slowly progressive skin lesion, especially after exposure to soil or plant material in tropical regions, seek evaluation by a dermatologist and request a skin biopsy if initial treatments fail. Early diagnosis and combined treatment, antifungal medication plus surgical removal or heat therapy, offer the best chance for cure and prevent long-term scarring and disability. For clinicians, include chromoblastomycosis in the differential diagnosis of chronic granulomatous skin lesions, particularly in patients with travel or occupational history in endemic regions. Do not assume a lesion is psoriasis, eczema, or warts without biopsy confirmation. Refer for mycology expertise and consider combination therapy, antifungal plus surgical intervention for optimal outcomes. For policymakers, strengthen diagnostic mycology capacity in endemic regions, integrate chromoblastomycosis awareness into training curricula for health workers in tropical countries, and support research into more effective antifungal regimens. International travel medicine education should include recognition of this condition to improve early identification in non-endemic settings. Frequently asked questions: how is chromoblastomycosis transmitted and who is at highest risk? Chromoblastomycosis is not contagious between humans. Infection occurs through traumatic inoculation of fungal spores from soil or plant material, e.g., thorn pricks, soil contamination of cuts, into the skin. According to the New England Journal of Medicine, agricultural workers, gardeners, and construction workers in tropical and subtropical regions face the highest risk. The disease is endemic to the Americas, Africa, and Asia-Pacific regions. Why is chromoblastomycosis so difficult to treat? The demaciaceous fungi that cause chromoblastomycosis have thick, pigmented cell walls that confer resistance to many antifungal agents. The chronic nature of the infection also means fungal cells have become established deep in fibrotic tissue, limiting drug penetration. NEJM evidence indicates that antifungal therapy alone has cure rates of 40 to 60%, while combination therapy, antifungal plus surgical or thermal treatment, significantly improves outcomes. Can chromoblastomycosis be cured? Yes, cure is possible with early diagnosis and appropriate combined treatment. According to the Clinical Review in the New England Journal of Medicine, treatment with antifungal medications, itraconazole, terbinafine, or voriconazole, combined with surgical excision, cryotherapy, or laser ablation, offers the best chance for sustained remission. Treatment duration typically spans 6 to 12 months or longer, depending on disease extent and response. Without treatment, the disease progresses chronically and can cause severe functional impairment. As global connectivity increases and climatic conditions shift, chromoblastomycosis will likely continue to emerge in new geographic regions. Heightened clinical awareness, accessible diagnostic tools, and integrated treatment approaches are essential to reduce the burden of this historically neglected but treatable tropical infection. The global health community must prioritize research, education, and diagnostic capacity strengthening to ensure patients, whether in endemic or non-endemic regions, receive timely diagnosis and effective care. Source: Chromoblastomycosis, a clinical case in review, The New England Journal of Medicine, Volume 394, Issue 23, June 18, 2026.